our diurnal dispatches to make you a little more wise this morning. And it's Jack Aaron, Natalie and Katie, and Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert, joining us right now. And Jay, I wanted to ask about gold and silver. They seem to be doing exceptionally well now.
Oh, gold is just going through the roof, hitting some records now. And of course, that's the time it gets everybody's attention, Jack. And that's when a lot of people are thinking, hey, I should jump in and buy it. Well, there's a good chance that the gold could continue to go up, silver as well. But you got to be careful, because when anything, stocks, gold, silver reaches all-time highs, you have a lot of people, much as they did with Amazon when it hit $2,000 a share, they decide, hey, it's probably not going to go up that much more. Let me take my profits now. And normally what happens is you have a slight pullback on that particular security or commodity before it resumes its path up. So you just got to be careful when things hit all-time highs.
Well, at the high is not the time to be buying it. Should have bought it
but
a long time ago.
Unfortunately, that's when a lot of people think that now's the time to get in, because they look at how much they, quote, have missed out, and the emotion, as we've talked about, that you never want to do any trading with, that fuels the decision to jump in because you feel like you've really missed the boat.
Yeah, we're actually seeing something very similar right now, Jay, with Bitcoin again. Bitcoin jumping over 10,000, I believe around 11,000 now. And a lot of people are thinking, is now the time to buy in? What do you think on Bitcoin? I know we've talked about this for years.
There are so many unknowns to that. It is such a volatile situation that you've got to be very, very careful. We have flipped or day traded some Bitcoin securities over the years. And but again, a short-term engagement, you know, where we might hold it for 20 minutes, I'm comfortable with. Anything from a long-term status, it would, if I'm a long-term investor, it would be a very, very small percentage of my overall portfolio if I wanted to have any money in it. Because look, if it is going to go through the roof, it'll only take a small portion of that portfolio to pay off. You just don't want to go crazy there.
Yeah, because I've heard rumors that it could, by the end of the year, and these are just rumors, go, you know, skyrocket into the six figures, over 100,000. Could you see that ever? Could you see that happening?
I mean, I never say never when it comes to the stock market, because you simply don't know. But I remember those same predictions were being made a year and a half ago, and it did not happen. And there's a lot of people that jumped in when that Bitcoin was much, much higher than it is now, that are still hoping it gets back there so they can exit at cost. It's been a rough ride for them over the last year and a half.
Well, next time we get together, we've got to talk about airlines, because United is laying off a whole bunch of people, including a whole bunch here at Tampa International Airport. And I'm assuming that's going to end up happening all across the board as far as airlines are concerned because of the cutback in flying. But Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert, daytradefund.com, is where you can get really good advice on what to do with your money. And we'll talk to you later, Jay.
Always look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
It's 6:45, and in